Did you have a discussion with Lego about the release date for the movie? I mean, I'm sure that some in your team wanted to have a Christmas release when the kids would be on vacation, but Lego, I'm sure, does not need help selling toys at Christmas. Did you talk about that with them?
Yeah, Dave, you're asking all the questions and giving me some flashbacks and making me sweat, but these are all, you know, these are all the key crux points, I would call, of the movie. But yes, this is a big, big conversation because, as you can imagine, when we presented our movie, in this case, we presented it to McDonald's, they said, guys, this movie's going to be huge. Why is it not a summer movie? And so Lego had the same question. Guys, why is this not a summer movie? This is a big event movie. And the answer to that is several, one of which is this summer is the World Cup, and we wanted to get away from that. And this summer, as you will see, movies are not going day and date, meaning movies are not going to be released worldwide on the same date because of summer cup issues, summer cup conflict issues. And so movies are being staggered. And Warner Brothers said to us, and Dan Feldman, I give him credit, the head of distribution, said, guys, it's going to be a really crowded summer. Why don't I give you a date that it's not very crowded? And you guys, again, the story has to be, you have to have faith. And I believe if you make a great movie, people will come. And Dan Feldman's a distribution genius. He did it with Gravity, and he did it with the Lego movie, where Gravity came in an October date, untraditional date, and that movie's making close to $1 billion. With Lego, he said, guys, you guys have a great movie. I just want to make sure you have the running room so the world can see your movie. So he chose this February 7th date, and it's very unusual. No movie had opened to the level that we opened at $69 million on February 7th.
Yeah, I think you in the industry call it dumpuary, right, because the movies are so bad, but you definitely did terrifically with that movie. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.